Here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
All right, so X-Files are going to be a little bit different this morning because we're checking in with the big guy, Raz on the Radio, who has been talking to some of our favorite artists all week long. And this morning, it's Dan and Shay.
55th ACM is going to be a great night. Grand Ole Opry, Ryman, Bluebird, different year. Our coverage is brought to you by Ford and the Ford F-150. You guys are doing the Ryman, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct? Is that you guys?
We're doing the Opry.
The Opry.
Yeah. Okay. It keeps getting changed around. It's a lot of moving parts. We're just like, sure, we'll show up where you guys need us to. It'll be good.
So many nominations this time. They've already given the one award out for video to Thomas Rhett, but you guys are nominated in three other categories. So many great things have happened in the last year. I don't know where to put you guys now. Like, I just remember the first time you guys came in, I'm like, look at these dudes, man. These dudes are all right, man. I like these guys. And now, like, I'm just like, these guys are superstars. Like, holy moly. Fantastic.
Oh, thank you for your support, man. You've been, you were one of the first believers, and that means the world. Yeah. And, you know, you're Steelers fan, so we love that. Love to see that.
Shh.
So,
wait.
No, man, it's
this is Eagles country,
ride,
Dan.
And we're so thankful for folks like you.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Hey. I think there's more of a rivalry between the Pens and the Flyers than there is Steelers and Eagles. You know what I mean? I feel like the Steelers and Eagles never make it far enough in the playoffs to play each other anyway. man, it's been an incredible journey. We're so grateful for everybody, you know, for country radio, for our fans, you know, continuing to support us. Mm-hmm. And getting to be here, it's been a weird couple of months, you know, being off the road, but being busy again, having something on the calendar is really good. So, and getting to see friends, like, you know, across the screen here or across the room, it's a little strange. Like, do we hit elbows or do we pound? What's the vibe? So,
I think the elbow is the thing now. The elbow.
That's it. Just like, throwing bows.
Yes, there you go. Throwing bows. So I should probably go to bed. Is that the mix that you guys made on your own during quarantine? Is that the?
It is, man.
That's
great. We were just tinkering away and playing all the instruments. We did a lot. I mean, there's so many more vocal tracks than anything. There's more vocals than instruments. So we layered those up, and this guy tracked about 128 vocals on that thing.
Jeez.
It's like it's pretty layered up. So now we're gonna. It's like you don't think about it when you're in the studio and you have unlimited. You don't record to tape anymore. Everything's digital. It's like there's no limit on the tracks you can put on it. You don't think about we got to perform this live at some point. And now it's just the two of us on stage at the ACM. So we'll see how that goes.
You guys have stripped it down a lot in the last year or so, and Shay, your vocals are better than ever. What do you do to keep your voice in shape? I mean,
well, thank you, man. Well, it's honestly, I mean, during this time, I haven't been doing anything but being a dad at this point, you know, so we're used to touring like a rock band. So that definitely takes a toll on your voice. This has been, I think, a nice rest for, you know, not only vocally and physically, but, you know, kind of a rest of our minds and being able to really spend time with our families and kind of gather our thoughts and kind of our feelings. You know, sometimes whenever you're touring so much, we haven't really got to truly be thankful and really kind of enjoy the moments that we've got to have. You know, after quarantine, being able to get back together, we have a new appreciation for, you know, I think music and just each other in general of how thankful we are to have, you know, be able to do music with your best friend is a lot of fun. So very thankful for that.
Well, you guys are the best, and I'm glad I've known you for all this time. And every time I see great things happening for you, I go, I know them dudes.
Oh, you're the best, man. Abby's going to be jealous I got to talk to you. her favorite.
Tell her I said hello. And you guys have fun on Wednesday night, and good luck, and keep doing what you're doing. You guys are really talking to the listeners and talking to the fans, and keep trying to keep your finger on that pulse. Absolutely.
Thank
great
you,
to
man.
See
you're
you.
You're the best.
All right. Peace.
See you,
Dan and Shay on Philly's Country Station 92.5 XTU.
Thanks so much, Raz. That was awesome. And, you know, you never know who's going to stop by his table virtually this year. Okay, I do know that Kelsey Ballerini is coming up within the next half hour. Old Dominion is on their way. Morgan Wallen. We heard from Luke Combs already this morning, and so much more. So stay close. The X-Files this morning, thanks to Miller Subaru, making it better. Route 38 in Mount Holly, New Jersey. That's MillerSubaru.com.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.